It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Today's report day for USDA is we're looking at four major reports coming out from USDA, primarily the final crop production report, the January crop production report, and then we're also looking at the quarterly grain stocks estimate and winter wheat seedings. Today, we'll take a look at the winter wheat seedings estimates and the quarterly grain stocks estimates. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA will be releasing a bunch of reports at 11 o'clock here on Friday, and we've talked about how the crop production estimates are stacking up. Today we'll cover what we're looking at for the quarterly grain stocks and the winter wheat seedings. Right now we're looking at the quarterly grain stocks estimate to be maybe a little bit negative to wheat and to soybeans, as we are expecting to see a large increase over last year's stocks. Right now wheat stocks are estimated to come in at 1.565 billion bushels. That's up from 1.4 from last year. And soybean stocks are expected to come in at 3.23 billion bushels. That's up from just over 3 billion last year at this time, mainly because of bigger production, a little slower demand. Looking at it for corn, though, on the other hand, we're looking at stocks coming in at 12.14 billion bushels. That's down from last year at this time at 12.17. So we're looking at a little bit tighter stocks as far as corn is concerned. And that was after a pretty good production year. So that tells us that our demand has been fairly good. And that could be somewhat friendly to the corn market. Winter wheat seedings, we're looking to see just a few less acres being planted this year. All winter wheat acres are expected to come in at 33.37 million acres. That's down from 33.39 million that we saw last year at this time. It's kind of interesting. Hard red winter wheat acres are expected to come in at 23.73 million. That's down just slightly from last year's 23.79 million acres. So small adjustments as far as the winter wheat is concerned. Crop has been looking good so far. We did see some decline in the December reports, but overall, it went into dormancy in pretty good shape. But it'll be interesting to see where these acres fall. Overall, though, we're looking at these reports to give this market, finally, a little bit of direction.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.